If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
This week, Marianne has some good information about your jeans. Not the ones you inherited, the ones you wear. The only question I ever have about blue jeans is, do you take them to the dry cleaners or not?
I laugh every time you say that. No. For the most part, no. Jeans don't need it, and the dry cleaning chemicals strip the natural texture and make the denim feel too stiff or too flat. The only time you need that is if you have like designer jeans that have creases or coated finishes or super heavy stains that you can't get out. But why do you, of all people, want to dry clean your jeans?
Because I thought you're supposed to. I thought sometimes you do that. All right, well, why don't you give us the do's and don'ts on what to do when your jeans are dirty?
Okay, I know, and this doesn't sound like a huge problem, but you know what? A lot of people don't wash their jeans at all. Can you believe that? They treat their jeans like they're museum pieces, and some people even freeze their jeans to avoid washing them. But, you know, that does not work. The minute they thaw out, they're still dirty and smelly.
Wait a minute. Some people put jeans in the freezer?
Yes. Haven't you heard of that? But your jeans collect body oils and sweat and dead skin cells and whatever you spilled on them that day. Even if they look clean, they're really not. Freezing is a waste of time. And when you keep wearing the jeans without washing them, all the buildup changes how they feel, smell, and how they wear, actually.
Okay, so how do we do it?
All right, so the first thing is, yes, wash your jeans. Not after every wear, but regularly enough to remove the buildup. If they feel off and they smell off or they don't sit right anymore, that's your cue to wash your jeans. And they'll fit better and they'll feel better and they'll have a longer life. And when you wash your jeans, use cold water. So this is a big one because the old advice said hot water cleans better. Not anymore because modern detergents are designed to break down the oils and the grime in cold water without fading your denim. And then the other thing is that when you're washing them, turn them inside out. Because when they do fade, it's not about the water, it's about the friction. So inside out, it means less abrasion, better color, and jeans that still look like jeans.
I hope Steve and Andy and Amanda are writing all of this down so they can have very clean jeans. Continue on, please, Marianne.
Okay. Don't overwash. There's a sweet spot. Not after every wear, but not never. And then pre-treat the stains like coffee, oil, grass, any life stains. Don't just throw in your jeans and hope for the best. Dab a little detergent directly on the stain before washing, and it works every time. And then, as for drying, air drying is the gentlest on denim, but it can leave them feeling like cardboard. So instead, do a quick tumble on low heat first, and then you air dry them.
Okay, Joe, Haley, you guys learning anything here?
Yeah, I'm going to need to know how to use the detergent for sure.
Yeah, all right. Next week, Marianne, you'll have to talk about how to use detergent.
I do have
properly.
To say, I recommend exactly. Everyone watch a Portlandia raw denim video. It's a show that aired a number of years ago on IFC, but it really takes the extreme to washing jeans. Portlandia raw denim for a 1 minute quick laugh. Everyone will enjoy.
Who knew this would be a topic of concern for people? But it is.
It is. And by the way, denim care doesn't need to be extreme because great jeans should not feel precious. They should feel lived in.
We guys, you know, what we do, we just smell the jeans. And then if it smells okay, we wear them again.
Exactly. But your sense of smell, I don't know about that.
What's on Savvy Planet?
Okay, in the spring, all I can think about is fresh greens and salads. Last week, we had a recipe for a Japanese dressing that's a huge hit in our family, Bob, as you know, especially when we get takeout. This week, I've made a Green Goddess recipe that skips the mayo, and it uses avocados instead. It's so good. It's amazing and super green, and you can put it on just about anything. And also, we all know that sticking to an exercise routine requires liking your workout. So I'll tell you about my lifelong love affair with my personal routine that I've already done for the day. And you know what it is, Bob.
Yes, I know. I don't know how you do it, but you do every morning. And you can get all of that and more by subscribing to Savvy Planet. It's savvy-planet.com. Sign up today. SavvyPlanet.com. Subscribe to Marianne's free weekly newsletter. Marianne, thank you. I love your jeans.
Thank you very much, Bob. I love yours. Have a great weekend.
I wasn't talking about your the pants you're wearing, though. It's 8:45.
Can I interrupt you? I should wash my jeans that regularly then, right? So that's going to save me on some detergent. And then just kind of tumbled right.
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, you save money by paying attention to
my husband also washes them inside out, pro tip.
That's interesting.
That's another good one. Hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to change the format here. Jeans care on the sixes. 8:46 weather, Steve.